Special Budcast, otherwise known as The Budcast. I'm your host, Buds.
And I'm Keith.
We're going to just talk about everything cannabis. We're actually going to start off right away with Weed of the Week. I'm not going to go through and structure everything the way that I normally would, but we're just going to hit episode one as we would hit every single episode. So this week we have some shake from High Frequency Farms. It's ATF, or Alaskan Thunderfuck, for those who don't know. This is a hybrid, which I'll get to in a little bit. It's sativa dominant, 70% sativa, 30% indica. The total cannabinoids for this is 19.83%. I actually really enjoy this stuff. I like to get shake just because I like to roll joints. It's just easier to roll joints than shake. You don't have to grind anything up. Shake, for those who don't know, is basically leftovers. All the trimmings and stuff that are left over, they're caked with the trichomes, all that shiny stuff on weed, and that's what gets you high. So we're going to go through, we're going to take a hit of this on a bong. I've loaded a bowl. I'm not going to roll a joint. I'm going to try and keep all the bongs the same. That way every hit that we take from here on out is the same. But initial smell, we'll go through and we'll do a quick terp. The initial smell we were talking about is kind of like a wet, foresty rain.
Earthy with some dirt smell, but
yeah,
also like evergreen and maybe some...
Kind of like dog.
Dog.
like wet dog.
I think you're smelling your fingers. Oh. You gotta smell it from the bag.
Well, I just smell plastic. Open this up. So the best way to do a terp test or like a terp hit is to actually grab the bud, if you have a bud, and kind of pinch it in your fingers and kind of roll it back and forth. You want to express all the oils that are locked up in there, and you want to get a good whiff of that. You're going to almost do like a bourbon. Like if you were to sip on bourbon, you kind of smell it, you take a sip, and then you exhale through the mouth. This, with a terp hit, you're going to smell it, you're going to exhale through the mouth, kind of remembering the smell. Take your hit immediately after that, and then do a combination exhale through your mouth and nose to get a full terp hit. And that's just the terpenes, which is the flavor and or smell of the weed. this bag right here, I bought this ounce for $24 at Main Street Marijuana. Main Street's a great place for cheap weed. There's a lot of keef in this on the bottom. A lot of it's fallen off, so I'm actually towards the end of the bag right now. I have maybe like 3-4 grams left out of all 28. But there's a lot of keef down here. All that little shiny bits. Those are really good to kind of sprinkle on joints as you go. I wouldn't necessarily do a full joint of keef, not unless you're at that level. Do you want to take a hit?
Yeah.
You want to do the first one?
Sure.
You going to terp it, or are you just going to hit it?
I'll try and...
You just gotta, you know that earthy smell, it's just you're kind of trying to match the smell with the taste. Because you got the smell of the terp, now you want the taste of the terp. While she's taking the hit, this stuff's pretty dry. I'm looking at the bag, it doesn't really say, let's see here, it says harvest date. This was harvested on June 25th of 2018, so it's fairly new stuff. But it's you know, since it is shake, it's pretty dry. But so far, I think I've bought 4 ounces from High Frequency. Because, I mean, at $24 an ounce, you can't beat that.
Clear it out for you.
Clear it out. What's your initial?
I can't really describe it right now. Why don't you go ahead and try?
Okay. I hope we're being loud enough. That's a worry that I have.
We'll find out. See, I got it going for you. See, you got a good one.
Oh. Damn.
What's it taste like to you?
Like coughing.
Like burning.
Like burning flesh in the back of my throat.
Just kind of earthy, huh?
Well, I got an earthy, but I also got a very sweet, kind of subtle taste in the nose. Did you exhale through your nose, though?
I did.
Did you get that sweet kind of smell? It's a sweet smell.
I did, but I didn't know if it was from my drink or not.
No, it's immediately, because it's gone now. That's good. That's how would you say on the harsh level? Zero being,
well,
like, you can't even feel it, to 10 being one hit, you're dying.
I got it started, so I didn't get a really big hit.
There you go. Buddy from work always says, if you don't cough, you ain't getting off. There you go. What we're smoking off of is just a basic single percolator. It's got the bubble percolator at the bottom. It's kind of an interesting little bong. It's got little doodads, and it can almost be like a recycler bong in a way, for it does have a main stem from the initial percolator, but it also does have a chamber outside the entire bong for smoke to accumulate and bring up to the stem. I'd have to say from the base up to the mouth part, the mouthpiece is actually curved slightly so you don't burn your eyebrows. I'd have to call it right maybe like 10 inches. It could be a whole foot if I were to straighten out the pipe here. But it is a small, it's maybe holding a half cup of water inside. I do have a other bong, but I'm going to use that for dabbing when we do waxes and oils and all that other stuff. Your coughing is making me want to cough.
I would say it's probably about 7 or 8 out of 10 on the harshness scale.
Really? I'm thinking like 5.
Well, I haven't done that one in a while.
Okay.
And I haven't smoked in a few days.
So. Yeah. How is it? So another one of these is, how fast is it going to hit? The always curious question is, how soon should I feel the effects? I made sure to take a break from smoking, so I haven't smoked in 5 hours.
I haven't smoked in 3 days.
3 days. Yeah, I'm starting to feel it.
Mm-hmm.
Now we'll go into the basic, I guess, educational part of this, and that is, what's the difference between sativa and indica? And I hear this a lot. People get them confused. Indica, think of indica couch, because you're going to be out the count. Indicas are more or less, as some would describe, it's a downer, so it's going to bring you down, but they're also a body high, or can be a body high. And generally, I feel it in my feet first.
I feel it in my head.
Well, that's, you're probably feeling the sativa part. It's this particular weed, the Alaskan Thunderfuck from High Frequency Farms Shake, is 30% indica and 70% sativa. So you're going to feel the sativa more than you might the indica. I have to kind of look for the indica to feel it.
Hmm.
Do you feel it in your ankles, your knees, your joints? Elbows, shoulders?
Well, I feel it in my knees a little bit, kind of making me a little weak. Gotta,
yeah, a little shaky.
Sit back.
Like
you've
been running for a long time and you stop. Yeah. That's the indica. Sativas are generally a head high, and those are the uppers. So, like, if you wake and bake, you generally want to wake and bake with sativa. This particular stuff that we have here from High Frequency, since it is a sativa dominant, that is a hybrid. Hybrids can get kind of flip-floppy. It's you like them or you don't. If I do ever get a hybrid, I always shoot for the sativa dominant, just because I don't like full-on indica. I've had stuff, medical grade indica, that was the 9-pound hammer.
Oh, okay.
That is just, you have to sit. There's no other option.
We can do 9-pound hammer next week.
I don't think I have any more.
Oh,
I'll have to get more. But yeah, so the main difference, you got your uppers, you got your downers, you got your head high, and you got your body high. But that can differ for some people. I know that some people, they smoke indicas all day long, and they're completely fine.
Well, you do get used to it over time.
Yeah, but the different strains, too. But I've gone through, that's what I started with, was indica. And I liked that, just because I would just relax on the couch, lay back. I didn't really have to do anything, but if I did have to get up, it was kind of hard to walk around. I'd almost get sick if I walked around.
Laying down and everything's spinning.
Yeah, right? I need more. Now, I would say my tolerance is pretty high.
For this strain, or...?
Just, yeah.
Just in general?
Just this strain, I think. Because, I mean, I've taken a break from it, but I always do like coming back. The feelings that I normally get is a strong head high from this. You feel it in the eyeballs. My eyes get all... Like, my cheeks almost feel like they're, like, sunburned. And I can feel the heat in my eyes, and it feels like they're being pulsed or squished.
I probably need more then,
because
I'm not quite there.
Normally, since it is a shake, you would just smoke the whole joint, but for the time, or I guess I'm already fucking high. What's the word I'm looking for?
What were you saying?
I don't know. Fuck, I lost it. Moving on. Here we go. Oh, it's shake. I was talking about shake. Something to do with shake. Shake's kind of less... Some people say it's less potent. I mean, you're still going to get high off of it. You're going to find stems in it. Just leaves. You're going to be very little bud. Actual bud. But even when I get a bag of this stuff, I don't even look at it. I just kind of start squishing it around because the smaller it is, the better the joint. I like to pack my joints with little mini cigars.
Yeah, and I noticed when I was first looking at it, there's some keef starting to stick to the sides.
Yeah.
Scrape the sides.
Okay. Second bowl. You want me to start it? That way you get a nice solid shablam. We could get the blowtorch. Mini one?
Yeah, that would be better.
A mini blowtorch. So I have an assortment of lighters, as a lot of people would. Right now on Amazon, it's not the Bic, it's the other brand. This is just a power. It's the cheaper lighters. On Amazon, you can actually buy a 100-pack right now for $22, which is, that's a pretty good deal. You'll see these in the store for like, or at like gas stations for like $1.50. Bics go for like $2 a lighter. It's ridiculous. But I also have a little handheld torch lighter that's refillable with butane. And then for our dabbing, we have a propane torch.
A camping propane
a
torch.
A camping propane torch. But that'll last me like a 2 years, I think, for one can. But yeah. Down of things to talk about, and I feel like we've talked about a lot of it. What was the flavor that you're getting after you smoke it?
Grossness.
I'm starting to feel it in my head now that I've had the second hit, and it's kind of weird because I also feel it in my knees and in my ears. Things are getting quiet. We're right now. We're about 14 minutes into the podcast. The podcast for cannabis. I'd have to say to you, from the initial hit, we're looking at about 10 minutes right now for full on.
Just from coughing, my chest feels heavy.
Okay. Alright.
Everything's just heavy.
Heavy. So, what would you categorize this as? Like, if you were looking to do a particular thing, and this weed fell under that category, what category would that be?
Well, it would have to be sitting, but I want to move my feet and my hands.
So maybe, like, if you're doing board games, or...
Board games, or even school.
Studying?
Yeah.
Okay. Is your mind racing? Is it going...
Yes.
It's active?
Yep.
It's active as fuck, because it's Alaskan thunderfuck. Okay.
But I'm just, you know, super chill. Going with this Bob Marley music.
So, this isn't like Agent Orange where you're like wanting to go build a house, right?
No. Or even Golden Ticket. That one gets me going, too.
That's a good sativa. I think it's because of the indica that's in it. It's kind of mellowing you out, but at the same time makes, like, I feel my adrenaline pumping.
Mm-hmm.
Which,
yeah.
So this could be like,
if you're gonna
you're gonna go game, you're gonna video game. This would be a good video game one. You're like,
yeah.
In the zone, focusing. So for all those Fortnite competitions going on right now, you could take, you know, you could smoke some Alaskan Thunderfuck from High Frequency Farms, roll joints all day with this shit, and you'd be able to just have perfect gaming. Or she's gonna.
Six seconds, I'm gonna count my heart rate, see what my heart rate's at. Okay.
Anytime now.
My heart rate is at 110 beats per minute.
Wow, that's crazy.
You wanna do your heart rate?
Not really, because it's pounded. So, a little bit about High Frequency Farms. They are a 100% chemical-free with their growing process, which is great because you don't ever want to buy weed that is full of chemicals. They are what's called biological growers, and they focus primarily on the microbiology in their soil to maximize plant growth and yield. They are certified organic in their soil. And one of their little techniques that they're willing to actually kind of give out, they make these high nutrient teas for the plants. And it's a composition of good bacteria and fungi mixed together. And it creates a natural fertilizer that's used. High Frequency Farms is located in the North Central Washington. Or in North Central Washington. That would be kind of central for us, right? They started out in 2012 by two people. Going through the process, they gained a third business partner. It took them 3 years to finally get their license to produce and process. So by 2015, I believe they were finally throwing product out. Everything I've ever had from them has been pretty good, so... Definitely, if you ever stumble across High Frequency Farms on anything, I would definitely check it out. Slow down. Damn. Yeah, this is kind of, I need to chill now. And gaming time's over. Now I need to chill. That was a lot of talking. Yeah, that's pretty much all I got. I'm fucking high as shit. Two solid hits. Let's do another. I like Alaskan Thunderfuck. That's ATF. If you ever,
we're done.
I think, okay. So that was cool.
20-minute episodes.
Alright. Catch us next week for Weed of the Week. I'm going to discuss...
Let's do Golden Ticket.
Golden Ticket? Okay.
Yeah.
I'll have to get more. I'll have to find more.
Don't we still have some?
Not enough.
Yeah.
I was going to go over what to do, like, if you've never been to a dispensary before, how to buy weed. Not necessarily like, hey, I'm just going to go in and get fucked up. No, more or less, like, I want to feel like this. So, like, Alaskan Thunderfuck, you're going to go meet up with a bunch of people and you're going to have a game night. This is the kind of weed that you would bring to that party. You wouldn't go and bring, say, 9-pound hammer that we were just talking about earlier to a party because then everyone would be falling asleep. So, next week, we're going to discuss how to buy weed at a dispensary for feelings that you want to feel, not just to get high. Yeah.
See you next week.
See you next week. Oh, and I think anyone under the age of 21, you can't smoke pot. This is for people 21 and over.